be with your 9am Z lines. In local news, new data collected by the Queensland Inquiry Surveillance Unit, or QISU, has shown an average of 5 people are ending up injured in hospital due to e-scooter crashes each day. RACQ's principal researcher has said, quote, the majority of facial injuries and head injuries are from rental scooter riders, and that's primarily because they weren't wearing a helmet, end quote. The most likely age group to be hospitalised were men aged 24 to 35. However, 25% of recorded injuries were relating to children under the age of 16. The QISU has said that speed is also a major contributor to injury, also noting that 1/3 of e-scooter deaths in Australia are children under 16 years. The state government has said it is currently looking into the rules surrounding the use of mobility devices and is considering how age restrictions should be enforced, along with adjusting how police are able to enforce safety regulations.
The Brisbane Racing Club's recently retired chair, Neville Bell, has been receiving more than $50,000 a year in rental income from property giant Mervac for his use of his trackside apartment as a display suite. Members of the club at the recent AGM questioned why the arrangement had not been disclosed in the club's annual report. While some members have claimed that it was a conflict of interest, Ms. De Bevel has not broken any laws. It comes as after the Crisafulli government announced a major public funding commitment to replace the club's aging grandstands, which is estimated to cost taxpayers at least $100 million.
In national news, the New South Wales prison watchdog has called for parts of Sydney's Long Bay Jail to be permanently shut down after an inspection exposed severe dilapidation. A report from the custodial services inspector found evidence of mouldy walls, rusted furniture, suspected vermin and stray cats in the facility. The report also found that the prison's cell dimensions were too small to accommodate people with mobility aids. The two wings of the prison that were inspected had been temporarily closed for 3 months, but were meant to be left in a state where they could be reopened.
State and territory health ministers have called out the federal government's lack of public hospital funding amidst a new report that found that more than 3,000 aged care patients were stuck in hospital beds awaiting a residential aged care bed. The number represents a greater than 25% increase in the past 3 months. New South Wales Health Minister Ryan Park told the ABC he was, quote, beyond frustrated, adding that older people spending weeks in a hospital, quote, actually increases their chance of things like hospital-acquired infections. It increases their chance of things like falls and delirium. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler said the government was not fully responsible for the issue, given the stress on the aged and healthcare systems posed by the aging post-war baby boomer population.
In international news, the United States has seized a dark fleet tanker off the Venezuelan coast, putting pressure on the country's president, Nicolas Maduro. Press Secretary for the White House, Caroline Leavitt, said on Thursday the tanker would be taken to a U.S. port after military and law enforcement boarded the vessel intending to seize the oil. When asked whether the seizure of said tanker could be considered an escalation of the state's pressure on Maduro, Leavitt said, quote, I think the president considers the seizure of the oil tanker as an effectuating the administration's sanction policies, adding, quote, prolonged war is definitely not something the president is interested in, end quote. Some lawmakers in the U.S. have condemned the seizure, wary of the dangerous territory Trump is walking in starting a war with Venezuela. The Venezuelan president has responded to the seizure, saying it is, quote, blanket theft and, quote, an act of international piracy, end quote, saying Venezuela has every intention to protect its resources and national dignity.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is in for a rainy day. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news at 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.